Step right up for a grand delusion of demented news. I'm Whimsical Will.
Have you no whimsy?
Oh, I have whimsy. I have more whimsy than anyone else here.
Up your nose.
Up your nose.
Danish man shoves 68 matches up his nose for a new world record.
Welcome to the third lecture in our series on not putting things up your nose.
Peter von Tongenbushkov was awarded the title for the most matchsticks held in the nose.
And I'd like to conclude by putting my finger up my nose.
When he surpassed Guinness World Records goal of 45 matches.
If I had a nose full of nipples.
He said it didn't hurt because he has fairly large nostrils and stretchy skin.
Aren't you going to laugh at my nose, too?
He chose the matchstick challenge after researching different world records he thought he could try.
Where are the records?
You ruined my record, man!
He knows what he's doing, but if he'd lit those matches, he'd have really blown it.
Ah, blow my nose at you!
Close cover before sneezing.
Got a boogie on my finger and I can't shake it off.
Okay, I'm putting matches up my nose now. Just when I think it's enough, turns out it's... not.
He's got a nose for news and a diaper full of headlines.
And from the diaper full of headlines, it's Disco Bathrooms part number two.
Does number two work for?
A while back, I told you about those Kentucky convenience store restrooms that converted to disco clubs at the push of a button.
It's not exactly Disneyland. But it is clean and bright and lots of fun.
Well, an Ohio couple held their wedding in a Verona, Kentucky hop shop's viral disco bathroom.
Find a way to stall that wedding!
Stall they did, appropriate because they'd already had the bridal shower.
Are you ready to go potty?
The assembled guests looked flushed and bowled over when the pipe organ started playing. As the groom said, I do, he professed to his partner on a scale of 1 to 10... urinate.
Don't think it's yours just because you marked it with your urine.
Needs to go pee-pee or poo-poo.
I'm Whimsical Will. Speak now or forever hold it on the demented news.
That's kind of gross.
It's a little bit gross.
I thought what I did was playful, and then you were graphic.
I thought it was whimsical.
And I'd like to conclude by putting my finger up my nose.